Following a developing story for you here on Utah's Morning News, the father of the suspected New York, New Jersey bomber says the FBI should have investigated his son 2 years ago.
So you think they should have interviewed
him? Yes, 100%.
And they never did?
No.
Joining us now live on the KSL Newsline with more on his exclusive interview is ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross. Thank you for your time this morning, Brian. What did you learn from the father of this suspected bomber?
Well, the father says two things. One, that he did tell the FBI extensively about concerns about his son, and that while they said they investigated, they never interviewed the young man himself, and he thinks the FBI didn't do their job. Had they, he says, they would have detected the problem. The FBI says they did the best they could, and that, in fact, the father recanted some of his allegations, and they tried to pin it down and could not. Strangely, or ironically, I should say, if you see the pictures of Ahmed Rahami being taken into the ambulance after he was shot and captured, the agent standing over him looking at him was the very same agent who 2 years earlier had investigated him and concluded he wasn't a terror risk.
Brian, I know you also learned a little bit more about the temperament of Rahmani, didn't you?
He was a very secretive man, according to his father. He sent his wife back to Afghanistan in June and then changed the locks on the bedroom door in the family apartment over their fried chicken restaurant. And the father suspects whatever was happening inside that bedroom, and that the son even went nuts when a four-year-old nephew tried to go inside the room and he kicked the little boy out as if he might have seen something.
What kind of a relationship did he have with his father?
A very strained relationship, according to the father. He said he's the one of his eight children who he thought had something wrong with his brain, is what he kept telling me, that there was something wrong with this young man. He wanted to be a policeman, and then 1 month short of getting his degree from a community college, dropped out for reasons that he says were never clear to him. Went to Pakistan, Afghanistan for almost a year, lived with his sister over in Pakistan, who it turns out has a Facebook full of anti-American pages and posts, claiming the 9/11 attacks were done by the Israelis and all sorts of things that raise even more questions about the family. The father maintains the family did know anything, that his son acted alone, but the FBI still is not convinced of that.
All right, great insight this morning, Brian. Brian Ross with ABC News, the chief investigative correspondent with us on the KSL Newsline.